motion to approve the minutes for August 23rd, 2022.
Second motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
So the minutes have been approved. Can we skip to them so that they have what to say? Is that okay?
Be great.
Would you appreciate that?
I would.
Because if it was me, I would. So then we'll skip to number seven then. So we'll go ahead and do city trail improvements and go ahead and tell us what brought you here.
Okay. It started before COVID, where I noticed some signs were being pushed down or thrown into the bushes. And then I would notice people would put them back up, you know, so there's the ones that are concerned that would put them back up, and people would take them down. Eventually, they just completely disappeared. There's like a few signs here and there. And then during COVID, that's when a lot of people started hiking. And I noticed there were families that would hike the wrong way onto the downhill.
Which trails just used to be?
Wild roses. Yeah. And so they'd be, and I would warn them whenever I was hiking, you shouldn't be going up that way because it's coming down. I'm trying to get with TJ and whoever else, then winter would come, and then spring would come again, and I'd get back on it to see if I can somehow get some help with new signs. I did notice, I don't know when it was, if it was right before COVID or during COVID, where they did some new signs, slow down signs, and the little blockade at the beginning part of the trail. And that's after that is when like the signs were disappearing and so there's a Woods Cross mountain biking team. Are you part of it?
I'm one of the coaches.
And if the rules are different, please tell me. But as far as I know, as far as me looking at the signs unless I'm interpreting it wrong. They're not supposed to come down certain ways. And so the people that are used to the directions, like I take my little Pomeranian up there, and I'm not thinking bikers are going to be coming down fast, and I'm just like, I got to get the car out of the way, I know there's people with their children. So that's my main concern is the directions, how things are going as far as the biking goes. Also, higher up, there's an area that's there's no biking up there at all. It's just hikers, and sometimes there's bikers. Sometimes I let people know, hey, but the signs are so minimal that they don't really know it. And there's like some signs are taken away, and then they get to a certain point that says no biking. But I probably wouldn't turn around either. Once you've gone a certain point, you're like, well, okay, I'll finish it off, and then there's other people. That are older that may not hear as well. My dad is hard of hearing, and I think of that too because there's older people that hike the trails, and if you're hiking in the area that says just hiking, you're not expecting a bike coming down at you. So those are kind of my concerns as far as, and I know where all the signs used to be. I've taken pictures for a couple of years. I don't have them all set up to, I don't even know if it would get to that point, but just let you know, I have all that.
So are they broken or are they just
They're gone now.
Yeah, so what I was hoping is that, because me and her met up there, and I saw her and we kind of went over it, and what I'm hoping is she can meet with Kyle and we can get, she's your walker, jogger, and she's got that perspective, and then you've got the biker, and you've got a lot of people willing to do some service up there. So what I'd hope to do is that we can get with you on the signage and where you think it should be, and you as well. And then once we establish what we need, we can maybe grab your team and we can place those, and then we have, we can take our GPS and basically mark where they're at, where they go. And so when things are missing, we can follow up and know exactly where things should go and fall in place. And I think it's just a good opportunity to make sure people know where the signs are at, what the expectation is on the trail, and how people are expected to go down it or up it or not go at all. So yeah. I'm just hoping you guys kind of work together, and then whatever we can do to assist, we're happy to do whatever. But I'd love for, after we get everything marked, like I say, we'll get all the signs made, put them up, and then we'll make sure they're located in GPS, and then create a map so we know exactly where they're at, and we can kind of check on them. So if they are taken, we can replace them.
Is it assumed that we know exactly where they were? I love your pictures, by the way, if you want to email them to anybody. But is it assumed that there is a place and that's exactly where
it is? Well, it's been a long time, and people have moved them and, you know, taken them, and so, yeah, so.
I think, like, the brand, and like Kathy said, you saw the ones that we did where the bikes were coming through the trail. We can brand them so they all look the same, you know, make them look good, but it's for us that, other than the maintenance, you guys are the ones that are using it. I remember we got yelled at one time because they were too high and like bikes hit them.
Yeah, it's tough because people want them to be more visible, and there's only one way to make them more visible, and that's to make them bigger, and people didn't like that. And so, but maybe if we can get some of those markers, I mean, that's typically what goes on trails. I mean, you don't have street signs. No, those are too big, and that's the problem, is that if a biker gets caught on that, it'd cut them up. It'd be a bad deal. They've got to be the markers, the trail markers, that are about this skinny, they're tall, and if someone hits them...
I mean, like a mile marker on our...
What Kyle just did is the one I'm thinking of.
Like
this one.
Yeah. Like a plastic.
But there's no metal sign on it, and people wanted us to put metal signs and mount them to that, and if they bend... Someone catches an arm on it, it would cut you up. So,
I remember getting complaints about that. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing this out there. I almost feel like we could kind of form like a little subcommittee or something, because I don't know that everybody cares to be involved in it.
But we're talking about signage tonight.
That's what I'm saying. So, if it's something that like we could work together with, if there's other people that want to be involved, just maybe to go through.
That's exactly why I thought it would be a good idea to bring Kathy and have Kyle, you guys kind of work together, and then we can be as involved or, not as involved as involved as we need to be, but we just want to make sure we're getting both perspectives on this, and so we can do what's best for the trail. So,
we definitely, mountain bikers don't like running into...
Yeah,
bikers
exactly.
Bikers don't like to be run into. Bikers don't like to run into them.
This is a dumb question too, but like we've heard, we haven't talked about this for a long time, but horses and stuff up there sometimes too. Or...
I haven't seen them in a long, long time, but
there,
it was an issue.
I don't know the rules on wild roads. I know like Mueller is pretty open to
everything,
and that was originally cut by a dirt biker, so. They're gonna do their thing, which is fine.
Yeah, I know up here we don't allow it, and it's we have signage that state it, but so yeah.
I'd like to be on that committee.
What about a couple larger signs that are a little bit that are big enough you can see it, but like far enough off the trail, like, okay, I see where this is at. It's kind of the same thing up through some places where that there may be questions. If you don't see the little marker.
Yeah, I agree with that, because there's areas where, and I can show pictures, where there's an area where the biker doesn't even get near it, really. It's just kind of against the bush area where it can be a bigger sign where people can see. There's also, the trail signs, those are metal too.
Yeah.
Where it has the map on there. those are bleached out and we really can't see what's going on.
There's one that's at the end, so if you're going up Wild Rose, and instead of going up towards the overlook, you cut back kind of through the ravine there at the bottom. There was a sign there for a long time as well that said, and I've seen that on the ground up and
gone
as well. And that's a good spot to have it because there is a trail that goes up there that is not for bikes. And then, but right direct from that is bike only going down. And then it kind of splits where it's a kind of bike or multi-use trail.
And I think David hit on it too. It would be nice to have on the signs, the markers, the city logo and what it is. And then hopefully we can get something that lasts long. It seems like these stickers do not last. So even if we have to get a small little teeny sign that's metal, because these signs, I mean, the street signs, they last for forever.
Right.
So I'd really prefer like the, even if we have to spend an extra money instead of stickers, we find a way to mount the little metal ones onto those posts, but not have it exceed the width so someone can get hurt on it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
What about cutting through the plastic so it's just, sticker to fall off, you just see 1 mile or whatever that's through the plastic, so you like see through the back, you know.
I don't know.
Like a stencil.
I don't know.
I remember seeing it on the Alpine Loop at Alta. It's a mixed use area in the winter where they have snowshoeing trails and cross-country skiing trails. And I noticed in the areas where they two trails intersect, you have to put a warning to, you know, look both ways before you cross. And it seems like they kind of put their signs close to trees, and then that way it's kind of, and I didn't think about the sun fading, but actually it was under a tree that might help sun fading, but also having it closer to a tree makes it less likely that a cross-country skier is going to hit it because they're going to be avoiding the trees anyway. So maybe that's something else to, we don't, there's not a lot of trees up there, but maybe if there's an area where you can put it closer to a tree, it's less likely to have a biker hit it.
Well, and like that sign in particular, there's a bench, a metal bench right there. Nobody likes to run into a bench, so they tend to avoid that. And it's usually behind, kind of behind that bench or close to that bench.
Yeah, and I'm open to any, really, I'm open to whatever works. And so that's great. So,
are those trails marked like at the beginning of the trails if they're bike and hiker?
That one, for example, I'm looking at my trail app right now, and the only... There's a couple like hiking only trails, at least as far as the app indicates. And I may use a different app or may not use an app at all because you know the trails. But that one trail that I'm talking about is kind of the beginning of a trail that kind of goes up around. And it did, when the sign was there, indicate.
Oh, yeah. So because now nobody knows if they're one or the other, right?
Right. Exactly. And the top of that area, I'm looking at where it kind of intersects with a downhill biking section, and I haven't noticed if there's a sign there or not. But I wonder if that were, might be where a biker hopped on the trail without seeing a sign, or wasn't a sign or something.
So this committee, we get to get on our bikes and go up there, right?
Pack yourself out.
I think
I'll watch you hopefully.
Or we could just hike.
I was greeted right at the top of Wild Rose by two hikers coming around that loop. Well, when we did the hike with that new trail, we ran into some bikers, and I thought that very thing because you do not know that they're coming, and it was a shock for both of us, I believe. And we had a big group that day.
And that's really the hard thing with those multi-use trails. That's why, especially for the downhill directional, it's nice to get the bikers, and it benefits everybody to get the bikers off those, at least the high speed, those multi-use trails. So having some downhill alternatives that can be used to get down rather than looking at down a multi-use, a BST or something. I know, like, they're trying to put something up in Mueller. Mueller's just so crowded all the time. And that's one where I'm warning our kids all the time, like, this is not the trail to just let it rip. be aware, and the right leaders are usually in front anyways, but it is something that we run into and we try to coach to and avoid. But yeah, it's the beauty of and everybody enjoying the same trail outdoors, which is why we need more tracks.
So TJ, I might not know this, but is that something that has to be approved, or because the signs have already been there, it's okay to?
Yeah, we're not going to go for an approval. We're just going to
put them to where they.
Say what?
Do you order those?
Yeah, once we find out what we need, we'll order them.
Okay, and can you maybe send? You've already got the stuff to him already. The sign, the pictures of your signs.
No, I haven't.
Is it you that sent me some stuff?
I was going to say somebody sent out.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you could get together and because now
I sent a list.
Yeah,
we just need a list of because I'm sure there's going to be multiple of the one thing and. There might be 10 of this, 5 of this, 3 of this, whatever those are, we'll get them. But we'll probably have to meet with the sign company to see if we can get something that lasts longer than just the stickers.
So this is one of those kind of wavy ones.
Yeah. Do we have your contact
information? No, I can. My phone number is 909-816-5801.
Will you repeat that?
909-816-5801.
Riverside? You say Riverside?
California.
What part? I had a 909 number for
Southern
a
Southern California, Glendora.
Yeah. So I was in Lake Elsinore in Riverside County.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Disneyland.
Me too.
My area code's 310.
This is Jay Rich.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay.
And Kathy, I'm sorry. Kathy Ruggiero.
R U G G R O.
R U G G I E.
Gosh,
I was way off.
Like
there you go.
Like that. Paleontology.
Okay. Yeah. And then Kyle, once they get the signs, then you can coordinate with your mountain biking team, right? To help with this because they need service hours.
Yep.
Okay. And first, there's a subcommittee to go up and assess.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I'm so excited to just say. I want to make sure our signs are quick and efficient, but that they match the city planning signs. That's why I brought this up for the speaking as well, was that whatever we're doing needs to fall in line with our master plan signage. I just stopped and talked with Linda about it 2 weeks ago. And I think, Ted, you were telling me that that's out there, we could look at it. I just want to make sure we use what we have by way of design.
I don't. I really don't have any idea what you're talking about.
So I think master plan signage is just like the city center signage, but
so they all look the same uniform. Right?
We've been doing uniform with our just I've been designing them in house, me and TJ,
mm-hmm.
Like the ones you saw up at Wild Rose. So that's just us doing it, but we want to keep them all the same, keep uniform. If that's what you mean.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're on
that. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Will someone just get a hold of me so we can, whenever we get together next or whatever you need, you can compile my pictures. Did you want my email or
sure.
Phone number? Phone number? it's Kathy Ruggiero, 2@gmail.com. The number 2.
R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O.
Yes.
Gotcha.
R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O.
Yes.
I-E-R-O. Okay, got it.
Ruggiero.
Ruggiero.
No wonder I said it.
You got to you say it like this. Ruggiero.
Italian.
It's now in the minutes of the meeting, so you can go back and listen to it.
And may I give you mine if you want to send your pictures?
Sorry, so you said it was Kathy Ruggiero too?
Yes.
At Gmail.
Kevin, was it one? That name? Three.
Do you want Kathy?
R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O.
O-R-O, not R-I-O.
I-E-R-O. It's not Ruggiero.
Do you want to be in the loop on trail, bike, hiking stuff? I mean, we can just get you on lists just
sure.
As an FYI.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, please.
you wanna just be the
point man on the
subcommittee?
Sure.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who all wants to be on that? I've got Camille, myself, Kathy.
I'd like to Yes.
Well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And put me on there too.
You'll bring in the GPS.
So what?
Just put everybody on there and then whoever can come.
I'll bring the guy with the GPS.
So it's without vowels, all the letters I just gave you. It's my first and last name without vowels.
Okay.
Some recent meeting in the past. We talked about looking for individual trail improvements that make sense and talking them through on like a committee basis. And in addition, exploring the idea of a trails master plan for the hills. And if that still makes sense and it's sort of a complement, I would be happy to get some quotes for that. Okay, but I'm just checking in because, and as a reminder about that conversation. Thumbs up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a hot tip also, if we're talking about communicating, if we look at Wendy's, when Wendy emails the minutes, it has everyone's email address on it. So.
Yeah.
Sure, check out our system.
Either that or even go on there.
And then from the last meeting, I didn't connect, but it was Allie Avery. So I'm thinking she'd be a good one to include.
That's a good one. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thanks for being so proactive.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well,
with two on it.
We should just move up to six. Let's just go back.
I'm sorry. Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah. I hiked a little bit on Spring Hill, Geological Park, and for the most part, it's a good trail. Getting a little overgrown. But there was one tricky spot that should be improved, and that's a little connector between Cynthia Way and just down maybe from Cynthia Way about 150 feet or something like that. It's off camber and easy to slip right in that section. Comes down and up right there in that low spot. Kind of like a bush that's trying to grow in the middle of the, it's all chopped down. But the trail is just kind of on an angle and loose. And I slipped there a couple of times. I can imagine other people, I'm a pretty good hiker, I can imagine some of them that have such good footing could have a problem from there. So if there's going to be any trail improvement, you might take a look at that, that spot.
You said it's Spring Hill Geological Park. In between
Cynthia Way.
So it's
right down start from Cynthia Way coming down. It's maybe 100 feet down, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
It's just hard. It's kind of a little dip and it's just hard to walk through there. And then I just had a curiosity question. And that is on the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. Right now it ends on one of the Wild Rose trails going up. Are they going to continue that on to Tunnel Springs? Because it seems like just a real natural one of Tunnel Springs, and then from there it just goes.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we're looking at, and we've kind of wondered, and I think there was a mix up on the execution and the planning or something on that, but we're that's my goal.
So you're on that. You're thinking the same way then.
Well,
I'll know the trails.
I'll also note that just, is it this weekend, 10-1?
Yep.
Yeah, just this weekend, a handful of people from Bountiful, Centerville, and North Salt Lake, and County, with a couple of stray Kaysville, Farmington, like a pretty good group, is gonna go up Mueller Park and come across BST with an eye towards, hey, we could work together and really make some big improvements up there. And I think that that's the kind of connection that will be discussed.
And that's a brand new trail. They just built that yeah. connector from Mueller Park there. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't ridden the whole thing. I'm not about to. that's kind of neat. But if you can just connect from Tiny Springs.
Well, yeah, because getting to that trail, I think I mentioned before, from Wild Rose, going up Overlook, and then it's hike a bike,
oh,
up
I see.
Loose, rocky, steep. Yeah. I mean, my own son slipped and whacked his knee as he's hiking up, and he's like, I hurt when we ride BST. And I'm like, it is what it is, but yeah, it doesn't have a good starting point on our end. I haven't ridden the part. They just wrapped up the part that connects between North Canyon and Mueller. And I think we'll probably hit that on Saturday. But yeah. It's on the radar.
A lot of in and out.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just thought I'd mention that. I just thought it'd just be a real natural to go from there right over to Tunnel Springs.
Thanks, Jay. Sounds great.
Can I ask you a question, though, just as a, because we've talked about doing a, off of one of the trails where maybe you've seen where kids or people paint rocks and put inspiration on them. Mm-hmm. Does that bother you as a, as a hiker?
No.
Okay, that's good to know.
I saw them for a little while and then they disappeared.
Some people said that that bothers people that are hikers because it breaks up the natural look of the mountain, or, you know, bringing it to things. So I just, as you are avid hikers, obviously, so I wondered what you thought.
Well, pretty cool.
I think it is too, so that's good to know.
I've seen those rocks at the bench.
I have you. Okay.
Look in the valley.
I think it'd be fun to have something that people could do, and, you know, as long as they were off the trail. I think it'd be awesome. Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you. Okay, do you want to do your signage part? He's got it up there. Oh, he did. Did you move it again?
I'm
sorry.
I'm
messing him up. Just testing you.
Okay, if you'd like to stay for this part,
we're
just
going to
check about other signage.
You ready to go? Whatever you want to do, I'm with you.
Someone get in contact with me, and I have your email.
So yes. So Kyle has some information as well, and he'll probably.
I love the history that you've captured. I'd like to see it. And
sure. As it fits into the city plan.
We should use that more.
The amphitheater.
Where is the amphitheater?
It looks a little bit more like a garden terrace, but it's just a rounded area. It's been used maybe for 2 summers for music and for 2 plays. And the plays were great.
We had the
75th.
That was awesome. Yeah. Like, that was the big one. That's the first I knew of it.
It's all concrete there, Jeff.
It's
a concrete amphitheater. Singing and
singing. Might be doing for a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing parks.
Oh, were they engraved into the rocks? Yeah. It is? Yeah.
If you're all around, just a thought.
That would be. So you can see it like on the corner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, where it's visible for.
Yeah, just a thought. I mean, you're looking to do, because that is in the city center, so I don't know if they want to keep it that type of signage, but that's.
So I guess checking out, I guess if I assign myself to this committee, then I just go work with you on some.
Yeah, I'd say TJ, because he's the one getting some other rocks.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
So rocks being one idea, it sounds like I should probably bring some proposals to this committee to say, is this the sign you want?
That is the tricky one in that spot, just because Allie and Sherry have a whole book for logos and everything.
That's what I'm talking about.
For that whole area. But that's
what,
just that
what
area.
Is that area that you're talking about?
Amphitheater.
Oh yeah.
You remember the presentation Allie gave?
Yes.
Yeah. Did we get an email with that? Sometime with that? I guess there's a packet of
all the different signs, type of signs, yeah.
Yeah, it should follow that. He needs to follow that.
I guess I'll start with Allie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sally, place to go. To get some.
Yeah, her Sherry. Yeah. I don't think it matters to us. It's not you.
Nope.
I'll bring back some proposals, or do you want to do it by email?
Whatever works.
That works.
You also have the veteran memorial.
That is in that signage area where they've got.
And Camille, if you reach out to them first, they could give you the documents from, you know, the branding documents,
okay.
And then you could start with that.
That sounds great.
Thanks a lot.
And then when we figure out the signage for trails, it sounds like you want it to also coordinate with any city plan. I know city center's one thing. the look and feel could continue on the trails or not.
Yeah, that's like if we were just doing it in-house, like designing it would be all the same, because that's we're doing the same thing, just not through a consultant. So we're like, if you saw the ones we did up at, the only one that's completely done, I think, is Wild Rose, right? That we did a bunch of signs, the red signs, the logos, and we started a few years ago trying to figure out, because we wanted to make them all uniform at all the parks.
So we're talking the same language when you're talking uniform, but I'm also talking about coordinating it with the city work.
No, and I know, but this, okay. So the city center that they're talking about, that is really only that small area along Main Street, the walkable area. That's where that signage is all going to be. And I can't remember, Allie would know the exact spot. I'm talking like with the stuff we were laying out, which is be at the parks. It's separate. It's completely separate from what they're doing.
And I keep bringing up, why is it separate? You know, why are we not branding the blue?
But then they want
a yellow
city center look.
Yeah, it's the city because it is just this. That's they're just branding the city. Center.
I thought it was I thought it was just branding the city center.
Yes,
everything else is totally different. That ties in to that, but all the other areas, we have different,
That's what I'm saying. Allie would know exactly what area they want branded.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, which is that's the city center branding, and I'm wondering, are there other applications? So I'll ask them too. But
taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, some humor to it, yeah.
Something,
definitely.
Something a little different, maybe. Not,
different,
no, something consistent, but maybe something, more graphic, Instagram friendly.
We'll make it so.
Have some cartoons on it or something, or somebody huffing and.
Yes. Matt Jensen's Three Kings on there, for the big peaks that we have, that's just awesome. Okay, any other comments on signage? For city trails, parks, Mile High, different?
No, but I was thinking about when we do the markers on the trails, we should get that to Linda to put on social media and stuff so people will know. I think there's lots of people that don't even know, never know that the trails exist, and that they're, what kind of trails they are, so. That might be something that she might want to know.
Heads up.
Signs and trails, cause I actually, there's quite a few trails in there, so like, that I didn't even know existed, and, there's quite a few. Okay. Is that it for yours? Thank you. Okay, back to the top, Public Works. Is it you, David, now, or is it John?
So, PJ, we just really, the only thing I got Public Works wise is, it's pretty much like up to them, I think, but, just kinda wanted to throw at you guys, as far as the replacement plan, we're sending this out. I'll let TJ speak to it, just these problems, any replacement, just a suggestion, see you guys' thoughts, should've got the exact figure, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, after what we just spent with the playgrounds. How much is left in that account, which I worked with,
I don't know, she has moves, can't move the account, I don't know who that, this year's budget, so I don't know what it is.
Just trying to, it's forcing me to.
Probably what, 170 with all the playgrounds?
So, these were part of the replacement plan, I'll let TJ speak to them, cause he's the one that uses them and knows the importance of them.
Yeah, so, the only one that's not on the replacement plan is Fox Hollow Park, we don't have a pump there. And it is, that's why it looks the way it does, cause there's just not enough water pressure. So that's something we'll put in the future budget to see if we can improve, so we can get that looking the way it should. As far as Wild Rose and 1100 North, we both have pumps, they're both pretty old and need to be replaced, we're starting to see some issues with them, and we wanna be ahead of that, so it's, we're being proactive in that approach. And these prices don't reflect what the install will be, so once we get them, once we find out what it is and exact pumps and how they're laid out, then we'd have to have someone come in and help us install them, so I don't know what that's gonna be and what it's gonna look like, but it'll be a little bit of money, so.
Is there an advantage to doing them under one buy versus phasing?
I don't think necessarily.
What does WMBV stand for?
It's just a different, type. Just a, I think it's a Watertronic pump. And I got it.
It's a brand. Okay.
As far as I know, that's the brand. It's a brand. It's just abbreviated. That's how I understood it.
But. Okay. I didn't know if that was. Got it.
I could be wrong too, but that's how I understood it. But I can check on it if you'd like.
Is this happening
in this year?
I don't know if it'll happen this year, but we'd like to get it going, like, you know.
It was purchased in
I'd like to get them before we go next year. The one 1100 North, it's, you know, but when they get old enough, it's just not worth trying to, like, do replacement parts. It's just, they're so expensive to replace the the electronic end of it, and it's better just to get new, so.
Would there be a benefit to jumping the Wild Rose up to a 15 horsepower? Would it like last longer so that you pay an extra 8,000 and have it?
No, it's based on all these different, you know, the PSI incoming, outgoing, how much flow you need. There's a lot of different factors, and I've had them come out, and I've given them all the numbers, and so that's why the prices are what they are.
So this is their recommendation?
Yes.
If you use these pump curves, and it's crazy to
pick
the way they do the math on it, I couldn't even try to explain it to you.
I wouldn't get it.
I don't understand it. So I guess what we're kind of asking is, anybody have heartburn with us going forward with this? This is like one of those, we did the sexy thing with the playgrounds, and now this is the boring one. Well, we appreciate it. So.
The other good thing about doing it is you get usually like a 1-year warranty on all the new equipment, so then you've got some.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it from us today.
Awesome.
Well, for now.
For now?
Yeah.
All right, Council Member Knowlton, do you have anything?
It's TED Talks.
Oh, TED Talks, of course it is. I didn't know if that was not respectful if I called you Ted.
That would be fine with me. All right. Believe me. I'm great with TED.
TED Talks.
I don't have much to gather around. Forgive me if I've already said this. One thing to share is that Davis County is planning to produce a coordinated active transportation plan. I do not think that includes recreational dirt trails. I believe that it is limited to on-street facilities. Now, have you talked about this before? Okay. You may know that we have an active transportation plan. Our city does, and it's not very old. And in fact, most cities in Davis County have an active transportation plan. Davis County's concept is, let's knit these together. Let's think about if there are big ideas that should be considered that create better continuity between cities. And so this could be the kind of thing that it doesn't look at the details, it looks at the big idea. And so we will track that and coordinate. It sometimes is the case, I've chatted with Commissioner Kamalu, the emphasis has gotta be on the right syllable. And their planner up there, and I think they are going to be putting together a committee, and they might even put together a long lasting bike citizen advocacy group. And look, if that doesn't sound like it's up your alley, then don't worry about it. But if you have any interest to be put forward as, you know, we've got some people on our Parks, Arts, Trails, Recreation, Patter committee that would be interested, I would be happy to forward your name to them. So there's no pressure at all with that. But please let me know if you have an interest in, it's two different things. One, the committee that will be part of the update to creating a countywide bike plan, one, and two, a separate thing, but they're just considering the idea of a citizen advocacy group. Also, even if you are or are not interested, if you know people in the community that you think, you know, these people might be interested in, it's the kind of thing where a list would get sent out and then anybody who actually wanted to do it would choose to do it. There's no pressure at all. So, let me leave it this way. If you have a name and an email, just send it to me. So there's that. And
and the citizen advocacy group would be also about countywide overlook.
Yeah, and it's bike improvements tend to be really low cost, and they tend to be easily forgotten by the agencies like UDOT and even cities that are like trying to, you know, do the nuts and bolts things that they need to do. It's sort of understandable in a way that they forget these things. And so sometimes a group that sort of is checking in on, okay, you created this plan, and like sort of nudges, gentle nudging can go a long way. So there's a lot of communities that have gotten a lot of mileage out of that kind of friendly advocacy. And I think the best example is Provo, Utah. So, what's that?
They're very good.
Yeah, they are. The city staff, Sherry and Allie are planning to put together a check-in on our bike plan, and even more broadly, our overall general plan, right? So we have the citywide plan that shapes a whole bunch of physical improvements or conservation in our city, and they're going to take a look at that kind of soup to nuts and say, here's where we're at. That plan is 10 years old, and where do you want to go now as a council? And I anticipate that that will occur in the next 6 weeks. You might know more.
I talked to him about it a little bit yesterday too, because we're trying to get better with our implementation of like getting approval on being better in front of projects. So like when you go through and pave a road, make sure that it's striped for those situations. So
yeah.
We had some good conversations.
I think that's it for me.
Can I have a quick question? About the citywide plan and talking about improvements and conservation. Is there something that we're trying to improve something, or do we have like complaints, or is it just something that we just kind of want to keep ahead of things?
Are you thinking in a particular kind of like issue area, or you just mean generally?
I just mean generally. Like what brought this on? Is it just that it's time? Something, some sort of need that's being addressed, or anything, or is there a budget that's been had an influx of money, or?
Good question.
I asked for a check-in on where we're at on implementation because I think we should be seeking to either get our plans done or decide that we don't like that plan and do something different. Kind of related, but kind of a separate rationale is, hey, it's kind of an old plan. Maybe we should look at doing a new one anyway. So it's kind of joint. And then I guess the other thing to just be generally aware of is there is Davis County is looking at, this is a little unrelated to the work of the Parks, Arts, and Trails, but you may know this, that the large piece of unincorporated land just north of, 3600 South?
Is it 36 or 34?
Where is that?
It's by Adelaide.
By Adelaide.
City attached to it.
Yeah, it's unincorporated. Davis County is initiating the conversation of recommending to us that we annex it. It is part of our annexation declaration plan. So we have said for decades we would be interested in annexing that. So if you hear about it in the community, we actually did not initiate this. Davis County initiated it.
That's good to know.
However, we have said, for decades, we would be interested in exploring that. So, but they are initiating Davis County.
So, no, it's okay. I have a question for you then. Because not that it's a fight to get them to Bountiful or North Salt Lake, but do they try? Because I've had people actually ask me about that because I grew up in the unincorporated right there on 4100. So people have asked, you know, which is better, Bountiful or North Salt Lake? And I'm like, are people fighting to try the other city? Yeah. I mean, what's the deal? Because I haven't heard, because I live in the city, but I thought, are they out there promoting, or what are they doing?
So Bountiful City has no annexation plan at all. They have no plan to annex any land whatsoever. Mm. And, you know, David, just like bail me out if you want. But the story is that, or the history is that, you know, 30 years ago, Bountiful and North Salt Lake came together and they said, where should the eventual line between our city be? And there was an agreement. And Bountiful then went on and annexed all of the land in their agreement over time. We have not. And so this piece was always, since that agreement 30 years ago, always intended to be part of North Salt Lake as part of an agreed upon thing between Bountiful and North Salt Lake. So
over peace pipes.
I think there it is. I think it's fair to say that more residents in that area would prefer to stay in Bountiful. One of the key reasons is that most of them, if not all of them, utilize Bountiful as their address, and so there wouldn't need to be an address change.
Oh, you're right. That's what my house is growing up.
However, Bountiful has no formal stated interest at all in that annexation. So,
somebody met.
Right.
Well, it's so strange because where I live on Cider, and growing up, I am across the street off of Orchard, right straight down that street, and that's Bountiful. So, 8 houses. And so it is really, that's such a hard, and it's been that way for.
And that's not unincorporated.
It is unincorporated still. Yeah.
Is that that's some of the land they're talking about. Guys?
Cider is just south.
No, I'm on Cider, but your street. Isn't the unincorporated
North Salt Lake.
My street
is
in
North Salt Lake,
which
right?
is Elm Avenue, has unincorporated and incorporated Bountiful and incorporated North Salt Lake,
oh,
all
on
the
one
same
street?
One block
cross
face,
street,
which
yeah,
is stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Right. North on the north side or east side.
Where is this?
Well, from his house across the street is.
I'm like looking at a map going. What?
So there are the ones.
Oh, his neighbors just to the east.
I know this too because, like, when I was campaigning, it was like all those people who I know, they're all saying, "I want a sign," and I'm like, "But you don't even vote for Bountiful or North Salt Lake, but they're in such good spots where everybody travels, and so yeah." But I've had lots of people that have asked me, you know, if we get to vote or put our opinion in. I'm like, I don't know how they even do it. I don't know. But like you say, if they have like a meeting of the minds, or I wondered how that all worked. Because it's been this way forever.
I think it's good for you as part of the, you know, family, North Salt Lake appointed official family, to kind of understand and know that's the lineage of these things. And I think if you share with people, look, this was initiated from Davis County.
That's
by the way,
know.
Davis County is aiming to not provide municipal services for 7 pieces of land in the
that
county.
That was one of the
just
things
like
that
they
asked me about.
So they basically, they want to kick all of the kids out of the house.
Huh. So it's right? Basically they would have the address of North Salt Lake, but not the stuff of them, right?
Right.
I just had someone from Salt Lake County Regional Development ask me about that annexation. I didn't know anything about it. So
I think it's big if you live there.
Yeah.
Because they talk about it at every mailbox drop.
There was a big meeting.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, maybe that's why they.
They should just call
it. I got several texts
the
about it.
The Unwanted City.
I said,
you don't like
it. I don't ever answer if I don't know, because I don't want to answer.
There's a burden, I think, the police, like our police, basically. respond within a few minutes.
All their calls.
Or if you deliver pizza by now, you've got your phone, so it's not a big deal.
Okay, so the county's not quick to deliver.
Where's this section?
Yeah, I'm looking at the
County doesn't want.
Well, 4100, so put in 825 west, 4100 south, that's some of it, cause that's where I grew up, that. And it kinda goes that way, and.
It's right, yeah, so it's just north, this street just north of, where's Adelaide?
Right here.
The street's just north.
So 3500 south.
3500 down to 8900, isn't it?
Well, I think we should have a block party to welcome into the city, so they feel better about the, having to change things.
And then they go kinda up, it goes up the hill.
Goes up to.
It's kinda like a big, it's kinda like this, it's like a big.
Just goes up to Orchard, doesn't it?
I think it goes up past Orchard.
Does it go past Orchard?
I saw it. It seems like it is past Orchard.
It might go past Orchard, but it's mainly west of Orchard.
Yeah, it's mostly like that big block, kinda between Highway 89 and.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's generally in the vicinity of north of 3800 south, west of Orchard, east of Highway 89, and south of like 3400 south, it's kind of roughly that piece.
Yeah, cause some of those, kinda like the low Windigers, where Windigers was.
It's essentially the neighborhood surrounding Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kinda like a big chunk right there.
Yeah.
So.
I appreciate that information, that's good to know.
Yeah. And there are there's a lot of Henri Coutts.
Oh, yeah, I know. I said I'm preferable to North Salt Lake, I live in the city. You'll be happy here.
So, thanks for allowing that tangent, but it's an important tangent, so.
No, it totally is.
It's interesting how there's like a history of things and like, it's funny.
Yeah.
So you're good now, that's good, thank you so much. I guess that would be me. Let's see, I don't think I have something that I should have written myself a note, but I'll get to it when I get to my point. Let's go down, so we did 6 and 7, so. Oh, discussion of tennis courts and the playground, have we done that?
No, we haven't done.
Oh, that's me, that's, I think, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any updates.
Okay.
I mean, I'll have some stuff down here, but I'll just skip that. I didn't know I got my own line, that's pretty cool. I should have an update just so I can say I did.
You do every meeting.
Well, you're right, I don't like to talk as much, to be honest. Discussion of the tennis courts and the final colors. Oh, who's gonna do that? Is that you, John?
I don't know, I can pass it.
I know they sent me the emails.
Camille and I are the ones who did it, so.
You know what, I tried to get on there and I couldn't see it, I'm sorry.
Well, they told me that there was a tie. I did ask, I did poll my work, people that came in and I asked them what they liked the colors.
Sorry, I thought those of us who voted, you would have put that in.
You start over.
So sorry.
We have the tennis courts.
I asked some people that play tennis what they prefer, cause I thought it was the interesting blue.
So people, so I have a lot of people that say they like the blue on the inside and the green on the outside.
Opposite that's there, huh?
Because it's always been green, so it's kind of fun, different, that's what a couple of people said at my work.
Is there any more coming around? No.
I'm happy to share.
That's not tennis courts, that's the playground.
Oh, that's the playground.
So this will be the tennis courts.
That's the tennis court.
Options are blue on green, green on blue, tone on tone.
Those are the only two options now?
Three or four.
No, we can.
Oh, yeah.
That's four.
No, so the other, yeah, I mean, I'm just getting a lot of people say, which we didn't have it up there, but it's blue in the middle.
I like it.
And green on the outside.
Blue in the middle, green on the outside.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Blue in the middle, green on the outside.
Okay, done.
What if it's blue and yellow? Like the city colors, right? Blue and green's good, I'm just kidding.
Does anybody really play tennis and have an opinion in terms of playability, anybody?
I played just the other day when I was at Clisco playing.
I don't think it really matters.
So blue is like Australian Open colors, and it's considered a little bit like fun. Like Wimbledon is green and it's like 500 years old, and then blue is the Australian Open, and it's like the kicky fun tennis that like starts the tennis season. So it's just kind of like, you know, from a tennis standpoint, blue is sort of like the more fun.
It seems new. It seems different.
Yeah, it seems like different.
You know,
Boise State.
And are they, who am I asking? Probably you. Are they, they're striping it for pickleball too,
yeah, that's
though, right?
That's right up there, I think, isn't it?
Is that what it is? Is that why?
Isn't that striped for pickleball?
Oh, yeah, that is. That's what the Forkies are. I've only played it a couple times. I can't keep score. I haven't quite hit the pickleball.
I want to.
What's that?
It's very popular.
It's very popular.
I've never played.
I've
never even seen somebody play.
Oh, watch TV, they have that.
Big. So, you know where Woods Cross
is? I hear all about it.
You know Woods Cross is? There's City Hall, there's, I think there's like 6 or 8 courts.
Yeah.
There's constant people. Like, I bet there's 50 people over there every time I drive by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And there's no real age limit.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who play a while into their later years, 75.
Yeah. My uncle has a court in his backyard. I just guess I didn't visit my uncle in those.
There you go.
I hear all about it.
So that was easy enough. That was a fast one.
Blue, middle, green.
Got it.
Okay, event updates. Chris. Sorry?
No.
What?
We got the fun one. This is...
What one?
Playground. So this...
Oh, sorry.
This is not great choice architecture we're going to be dealing with here because there's too many options, in my opinion. I kind of wish so I don't know if anybody's got I don't know that we care at all.
I just want to know so we can order it.
Yeah, are you anti-colors?
No, I just, like I said, I just give me the color so I can order it, and I don't care.
I heard what you really said.
So here's the parks again. The Stonehenge, Fulham, Caleb.
Nice.
The colors, like the little things I just handed you, I started putting them in here, and I'm like, you know what, it's too damn many choices.
I agree.
So like they say, like choice architecture, people do better with less choices.
Cheesecake Factory. It's overwhelming to me.
Oh my god.
So do we just want to order
server there.
What came out long. From the get go?
So
because we already talked about colors once, didn't we?
Well,
we didn't have an opinion about branding those colors. So.
Yeah.
So there's a million colors. I just started throwing stuff in, but I'm like, you know what? There's too many. And
if you go back 2 frames though, there's like that. Could go with the blue and yellow and just do the North Salt Lake signage colors. It's
that's fun.
City logo.
I love the yellow. Yellow's just
so
I like the
65
like the
different colors.
Red is white.
Does yellow get dirty?
And I know there's a missile part about doing like
it's graffiti.
Just the same. Whatever colors.
Yeah,
so you can see it's the red part.
Yeah,
I like that CA one on the right.
That's how we feel.
Right.
You know what? Just throw it in the opposite disorder.
So, does anybody have a strong opinion? We need to just throw something out of
there. Well, someone said they like yellow and blue.
She's got the fluorescent.
One.
All I care about is we decided.
Kyle likes orange and
blue.
How many playgrounds are there?
Three.
Let's go with, how about we do it this way? Just pick the dominant color and then we'll just kind of send it to them.
Like red, yellow, blue.
Red, yellow, blue, primary colors. Is that easy?
No.
We got 2.
Well, that's not really yellow. It's yellow.
I think
red.
I like the orange.
Like
and orange
like
and blue
that.
Up there.
I like that orange and blue too.
Red, yellow, and blue is so how they've done it for years. It's kind of fun to do that.
That's true.
I wish we could keep going. We're on a roll.
That was easy.
Let's get this going. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
BJ
and
BI.
I have my alarm set. You know, we're done. Okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to move past you. I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry about that, David. Okay, Chris.
Okay, am I up?
Yep.
All right. Well, 2 weeks tomorrow is. Summer Salt Lake reads. The author is fantastic. It's going to be a great night. If I can just chat with Camille and Tammy for just a few minutes after. We're also going to invite Davis County Outstanding Teen, who is, her theme is positivity. And I talked to the author, and she thinks that she'd be good just to kind of introduce for 5 minutes and let her talk about her platform quick, if you guys are, if everybody's comfortable with her being there. But,
sure. What is the day again?
Wednesday, October 12th.
Okay.
From 7 to 9. And so that'd be great if you guys could be there to participate. So the big piece once I talk a few things is Camille with the essay contest. We haven't really talked about that, but that will be fun. We're going to have 6 or 8 posters of the author in her books. She is just put out a brand new book on grief for children. So we purchased some of her books. We're going to give some away. She's going to sell her books. She has some activity pages that we're going to print out. We're hoping to have possibly up to 100. I don't know if we're going to get to 100, but that's what our goal is. And we're going to serve donuts and some kind of drink because people are leaving, and it's going to be a great night. So as far as the author, anyone have any questions on her? But she's really great. I think you'll really like her. She's going to talk about who she is, why she started to write, what she writes. She's going to read her book. I think it'll be really good. So if you have children, I think she'd be great.
Are there particular roles or needs to that you would like to have us fill in that night?
Well, just come and welcome, everybody that comes and be there. And I think if we can show unity in our committee and meeting the author and
awesome.
You think that's it?
Could you help us serve food?
Serve food. I'm hoping that we can meet at 5:30 that night. I talked to Linda. She wants to do pretty much everything that night. So just a few things I wanted to talk to you about. If anybody wants to see any of the books,
those on the committee, I would like any volunteers to read some essays. The essay theme is Overcoming Monsters.
Read and to judge or
to judge.
Okay.
Well, whatever you recommended to Linda, she was going to order Barnes & Noble's cards.
Okay.
She had that down when I met with her last week.
Okay.
And then we've committed to buy $200 of her books that we're going to do tickets, so everyone that's there puts a name on a ticket and has the opportunity to win one of her 18 books. And, yeah. So the city's going to do the posters, and then we'll just have the treats, but just some logistical questions.
Are we putting the posters in the schools? Is that what we're doing?
No, for decoration.
Oh, decoration. Her
posters
are
her books.
The Instagram background is what you're thinking.
And then some balloons and, so our decoration should be fine. But sparing you all the details, but hope you're there. Should be great.
You mentioned the location?
Here in the I keep thinking of City Hall. City Council Chambers.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. So, do you know any response we've gotten?
No, I haven't checked back, but I will.
Yeah. But Linda's done a good job, I think, on the social media for the event and for the essay and the photography.
And make sure that we share it on our own pages too.
Yeah.
I haven't done it on mine yet because it seems so far away, to be honest.
So I am leaving Friday night for vacation for a week, but I'll type something up for at least both of you to have. The tricky part of my trip is I'm going to be back on Monday, but we're coming through Florida. So whatever a week since hurricanes and everything are all right there right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're leaving Orlando Monday morning, so hoping to be home, but that's in a whole week, so that should. But we're going to Canada, up in that Nova Scotia in Sydney, where, well, I know, we're going from Canada, Boston to Florida. We're going from Boston to Canada, and then Boston to Florida, but that hurricane that has completely taken out all the power in one of our ports there, so we probably won't be going there, but it should be an adventure.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
So anything else from you guys on it? Oh, yeah, it should be good.
It'll be fun.
Thank you.
Photo contest Dallas.
Well, it's going to be fun. So far as treats, my thought was that I would just take whatever's left on yours and supplement it. Supplement it if needs be, but use any leftovers.
Well, okay, so we're having donuts. We're going to get donuts.
They won't last.
And either I was thinking water, maybe some apple juice or something.
Yeah, water.
Which is a fall thing. But yeah, we can have some water left over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to pick up some treats then.
Okay. Don't buy any water?
I got 15 cases down here.
Oh, well, awesome. Okay.
Oh, good. Let's choose
up. Well, then let's choose up. So do I need to come and pick them up? Or
we can bring them up there.
To the city?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because anything we serve from needs to be individual, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, the only thing I was thinking is if we did water, we could get individual apple juices or something. I don't even know if
they're probably pretty expensive, though.
They are.
Water.
Well, okay, great. And then we're just going to have napkins and hand them down as they walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. And let's just make sure that we have gloves, just so that people don't panic about
how many cases do you think you need?
Well, for
100. Are they the small ones or the big ones?
They're the big, the 16 ounce.
And what, there's 40 in it?
Yeah.
40 in it.
Well, three masks.
Sorry, you're not getting
two
involved.
Possible. But then I guess if we can't use it, we can leave it there, and he can use it. We leave it in the closet, and he can use what's left over. Let's bring four, and then he can use some for his.
So I can just put them in the closet up there.
In the city, in the
council.
That one that's downstairs, that closet.
No, the one that's in the council chamber.
Oh, okay. Because we have that closet downstairs has stuff.
Yeah, but then we don't.
You're right. Good point.
That'd be awesome. Thank you. All right, well.
What's the date on yours, Dallas? I had it, but.
19th.
Thank you. Oh, wow. There's a lot going on in that.
Yeah, it's 19th. So the photography's excited. I told him to prepare for an hour, because I figure we could cut them short if we need to be, but make the event an hour. Group there would probably be interested in what he has to say. And I had an idea for an activity. Wintergreen, there we go. You know, it sparks when you bite it or it lights up, whatever.
The lightsabers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be fun to try and take a picture of that, have everybody stick in. All right, 1, 2, 3, close your mouth. Or go. Chomp down on it, I should say, and then have a picture going at that point. I was going to test it first, but if that fails, the alternative idea, which would be kind of fun, is have everybody here sitting in the back row with a monster costume. So when we turn off the lights, we're still doing the experiment. They don't know that it's not going to work. And we'll use a flash, and so everybody, all right, chomp down. Everybody in the back row is wearing their costumes at that point. We flash, and they don't have any, they're not any wiser until we show them a picture. Oh, look at that, monsters. Kind of a joke on them, but.
Okay, that's what happens when they bite in the lifesaver. They get monsters in the
back. Yeah. But we could try that out.
Happy experiment.
I just haven't been to the store yet to buy it, so.
I've never tried the lifesaver thing.
I don't know. But doing it with the camera.
In a cave it works.
Oh, yeah.
And is that one, is it 7 to 7 as well?
Yes.
Okay. I know there was a social media thing on it. I saw
Yeah, she's put quite a few out.
Yeah.
So do you know how many pictures you bought?
I haven't checked yet. I'm just gonna check like the day or two before
mm-hmm.
the dam. So I don't.
I almost think it would be fun to have the people who submit the pictures that in order to win, you need to be present. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
That would kind of, well, we can't add it at this point because they probably already, if they're already participating, they've already read the rules.
Right. Maybe they didn't see the fine print.
How do you show it? How do you demonstrate
what they're doing?
Do
the win?
Show everything that you receive at the event?
Well, Linda has been using them on some social somewhere, but the winners get print, a canvas that goes on the wall in front of the council chamber.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I saw
that
post on that.
The photo company?
No,
because
they say flowers and we're just have a bunch of flowers and they're still taking pictures of other things. But if they don't really follow the why haven't they?
Maybe she could put it in black letters and say, oh, sorry, you didn't see it in the black down there, that you must be present.
Yeah, and she could do winners are encouraged to be there.
Yeah, that'd be great if people would show up.
It would be.
I feel bad if there was like five people there.
Well, I know the one that's won the last few times he lives in my neighborhood and I told him, I said, Mike, you're not getting it. Thanks so much for there.
What has he
does he's like what's it called, hang gliding, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that and paragliding, yeah, and taking pictures as he does that.
Sometimes I think for contests that it's helpful to lower the pressure and expectation, like you don't have to be a pro. You can be an amateur, come with your phone, like, you know, come have fun.
Right.
And I don't know what you think about that, but.
That's half the stuff that the kit is.
Just
put
it
under
your name on it.
Well, actually, the majority is. So the only restriction they do have is if they have somebody's picture, they have to model at least just for.
Mm-hmm.
If we printed out the legality of them, going, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's been some awesome sunsets.
Oh my gosh, the sunsets.
Yeah, and they're awesome pictures. Okay, so if you need anything from us then other than helping you when you get there, then let us know.
Maybe the monsters.
Oh, the monsters. We'll be the monsters. That's easy.
They come out. All right, everybody, we're going to crunch them.
Okay. Like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Does Linda have a little blurb that she's gonna tweet out and
about him? I'm still
that's
waiting
fine.
For that, but she
okay.
has been
or about the event or whatever. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's done a lot of social media.
Okay.
Instagram and
you can
Facebook.
Tell I'm a very
I was gonna say, are you on social media?
I am on. I'm lousy about checking.
She's done a good
yeah.
job.
Yeah,
with
a good job.
North Salt Lake Reads and us and she's done a good job.
If you put it on your favorites, you'll see it.
That's
how
I'll
I
do
see
that.
It.
That's what
I yeah.
need to do.
Yeah,
yeah,
put it on
yeah, I have it on that, so I see it,
because
I don't get on very much.
Put it on your favorites and on your Instagram,
how do you,
then it will automatically.
It's on the, when you if you go to the
you
thing that line the three dots on the top, and it'll say mark as
oh, yeah.
favorites.
Yeah, just on that.
So,
okay. Oh, are you following it?
Yeah, I'm following already.
Okay, go to their page, to the North Salt Lake page.
So that's where I'm at.
So the three little dots right here. Click
so the ones
on
up in the right hand corner.
Right hand corner. And it says, I think mine's already done. It says, you can. Because I have mine, I think mine's already marked. But it says
Facebook.
Mark. Oh, you're on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Oh.
Instagram. And then it says Mark has a favorite. Or, you know, check updates or something like that. Something. So mine's always there. It'll always give me, like, so at the top of the page, it will put, like, little dots of people that have done an update, so if you want to see it,
cool.
People you don't want to see, won't do that.
I just unfriend them.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Okay, the Halloween event, that's kind of a big thing. We've talked about it before. Everybody wanted to, not everybody, but they wanted to do it in a bigger event. Ideas, anybody?
For which one?
The Halloween.
Uh,
see, brainstorming?
Well, I don't know. I was not opposed to doing the drive-through thing, because I think that was awesome. It's easy, but some people didn't want to do that. They wanted to do some walk-around things, but...
Who's they?
When we were here, some people talked about it, but I had never gone to the one before, so I don't know what the city did before.
Well, it was a fun
ride. So maybe
ride.
I don't have a visual.
It was a 3K. It was at Hatch Park. They they went and got all kinds of pumpkins from,
Crossy Ranch.
Crossy Ranch. Then they had, you know, everybody dressed up. They had a costume contest. They had prizes that they gave away for the best costumes. They had... witch or someone come and read stories. They gave every kid that was there a bag with a book with some toys in it.
And if they made their laps,
they
marked their little wristbands, and then they got to put all that candy for each lap.
And then the last couple of years we did, it's a lot of work. I mean, we don't have a ton of time, right?
I know, yeah.
Then the donut truck with the mini donuts. That was a hit. However, they ran out of donuts. We've used
well, you know what? And I think that was a problem because they came and they gave them options. And I think this next time, if we did it again, we wouldn't give them options.
No.
We just do one kind of donut. You can't take them if people aren't here. That was the other thing. Is like we have three people at home. We have eight people at home.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. You know. Bless their hearts, they just let them do it.
They do a good job too, right?
Who does?
Lee's donuts. You know?
They're great, yeah.
But, I mean, we could make it that easy, but it was a kind of like a 3K walk.
And it was just a walk around the park or the
great.
Lap
walk
there?
Around the lap.
Five
I think
laps
it was
snake.
Two.
Five laps
oh.
Snake. Three
five. Was that five laps?
Mm-hmm. Well, then that wouldn't be too hard. I mean, it would just be getting
candy people dressed
and stuff
up,
like that.
You know, people dressed up, and they had a fantastic balloon arch, right?
Yeah,
a balloon arch with a background that
years
people could take
no
pictures.
Arch.
Yeah,
well,
not huge, but yeah.
Trisha's planning on doing something. The photo booths are always bigger, the photo walls, and I didn't do the photo last time. That was always Rachel that would always arrange that, and it was kind of costly. So I asked her to bring it down a little bit with cost. Just for budget wise, and she said she would, and then she gave me a breakdown of what it was, and there's a fee to break to pop it, which we always helped. I'm like,
We weren't being paid.
No, I didn't ever get anything from it, but why are we popping it? Why don't we give it away? Why don't we have a raffle, and anybody who's there can put their ticket in, and then they can take it home. Because it's a big expense.
That's what every parent wants is the kids
come to school. Hey, if you were having a party, it would be super
during
fun.
During COVID, I had took a great big spider home, and I put a slide down our stairs, and I decorated it all. I mean, people could take home.
Me.
Because that night that it's going to be, let's see, is that the 30th?
I'm going to give it to you.
Is that the night they'll be celebrating trick-or-treat? Is that night?
Yeah, so it would be fun for somebody if they
oh,
went.
Oh, really? It's the...
Well,
we're doing it the same night.
Oh no! Sorry, I was thinking Halloween was Sunday, but it's Monday, and this is.
But it's a Saturday night. There will probably be people doing a Halloween party that night for things. So there, somebody might want to take it home,
or even just pieces of it, like you say.
Well, does anybody have any real, any solid things they really want to do for that, or do you want me to just kind of plan and give out the signs?
Rec help because it was a 3K, or we could still do a costume contest.
We can
have someone come and read some books, or you know, tell scary stories, or
dog treats.
Yes, dog treats.
Oh my gosh, the dog
well,
treats! I had that
last
in my notes from
had
last time.
To bring all these dogs, and I wrote it down last time. Like, we need to bring dog treats. The dogs don't get any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I will ask about the donut truck. So if we did, where
do
they
want to use our new donut people across the street?
They're really expensive.
Are they expensive?
I think they are. They're good, but man, it's like $16 a dozen.
Jeez.
That's what I said.
What if we just did glazed donuts?
That'll keep you away from donuts.
Them what they're glazed?
Yeah. What if we just did the glazed?
Their glazed donuts are $13 a dozen.
Should I use them? Should I use them for the North Salt Lake reads?
I would at least let's reach out. I'd be happy to.
You know what, I wonder if they would give us a discount after
if I did 100 for the Salt Lake Reeds.
They're really good. I mean, they
just
are really good.
Just like that's all I was going to get from Lee.
Maybe they'll donate
them. Do you want to ask them?
Well,
awesome.
What, Lee's came to the night out against crime or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they were serving hot dogs. Is there a way to get Lee's involved so we don't actually have to pay for the donuts? They throw the pop-up tents and they're passing out donuts. It's all free for us because they're advertising themselves.
We could ask him about it. I don't know.
Please for the Halloween.
Yeah, and you ask JJ's for yours because you don't have as many as we.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you think we need 100? You know, depending if we did six.
We can, and we did the extra donuts that we had for. Did we put donuts out? What did we do donuts for?
Well, we did it for the 75th, right?
Because we gave something to the police department.
Yeah, we took all our. I think didn't we take all the donuts from the 75th?
Yep, police love donuts. I remember
that.
Yeah,
we took them down there to that.
I mean, it's
kind of
like
they do.
Well,
they're
close to 80.
It's just
like
part of the job.
Last year.
Maybe we should just
in the beginning.
Well, I guess we had like a.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah, we took them. I took them. I remember a box. I took
some
of the boxes too.
It's good.
And make a.
And the DJ. We have had the DJ in the past, and we're good to have him again. That's good. I remember.
Yeah,
I
he was good.
Okay.
Smoke scene bubbles.
Okay, so this is your assignment, every one of you. I want you to think of something that we can do for the Halloween.
Well, we're gonna have to if we want to give anything. We're
and I want it
gonna
before
have to get it ordered pretty
fast.
Before the
October 5th.
Meeting.
Yes, October.
Well, I like the list.
Well, we have to have it before the October meeting because the things. What's that?
I like the list that you were. Get off there.
So if we do where people will do costumes, I got to give this to Linda. So it will be costumes where they'll maybe every lap they get a treat, right? Is that what they mark their. Sorry, I marked
dog
I,
treats every lap.
Dog treats.
You can eat it whether you have a dog or not.
Yeah.
Another year, you actually
have
something in their bag with five things. So you can either do the wristband.
Oh, well, you know what?
I think the wristband.
Excuse me. We could do. I mean, there's always. I know the owner
people
of
like
U.S.
Those,
Novelty. You can
they
get
like
little
treats. Stamp things.
Well, and they love the giveaways that we've given before.
Yeah,
they
raise
those little
pockets,
treats.
Well, they were expensive though, weren't they?
They were a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Those were popular.
I'll go get in the closet. And see what we got.
Okay, will you? Okay, mm-hmm. And then we'll look at either donuts or.
Yeah, we'll do donuts from JJ's for that. Or Salt Lake Reeds.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll follow up. Let's see. Let's do, I'll get you guys an email by 10:10. That will be the date for follow up email for. And Linda will send out a. Because if we send it out too soon, people are going to get lost because we've got North Salt Lake Reeds. We have the photo contest, and we're not going to do anything until after yours. As far as publicity-wise. Is that okay? I mean, not until after, but I mean, we won't put anything out until yours is over,
uh-huh.
Then we'll do the Halloween. Okay?
I have one thing I forgot to bring up.
We passed you.
I know.
What?
Addresses on signs. Do we want addresses on signs or just the park sign name?
Just the name, because they can use their phone to
perfect.
Get the address.
Okay.
Wow,
I love
see?
It.
See what
I'm,
we do?
I'm fast. I'm going.
Me too.
We're good.
My alarm's gone off twice.
I love
it. Twice.
Yep, okay, we're done.
Way
see you guys.
let's skip Juneteenth.
I'm on the signage committee, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the signage committee. With your signage, too? Or do you just want to?
Do you have anything?
So the rock signs, we're just putting the name. Well, I think you're kind of limited on what you can do with them. They're having to sandblast everything out. So I don't know. What are you thinking? Like,
you're just not even like the rocks.
I think I do, but I think it's
Well, we already have a bunch done, so.
A bunch of rocks and a bunch of, a couple of graveside ones. So there's some differences.
Well.
Slow things down.
I think you're talking about the one at Palmquist. The graveside one is the one you're talking about. But as far as the other ones, we're.
All that one in the ground, right?
Yeah. We've done quite a few and we're. Yeah.
Before October?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good. I can do it. I can do that in 3 days. And thank you for the bags. The cleanup was so fun. So I'm going to just clean this here.
Oh, okay. I'll get them.
Thank you very much. That's awesome. Day of service. That's what I was trying to say.
What's next?
Okay. Oh, sorry. We're talking about gravestones. Let's put Juneteenth on the next agenda, and the family bike ride we were going to do in the spring, so.
I think it can come off for now.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, we'll just move that to the spring then. Any other items, anybody? John, you said a lot tonight.
I don't have any
summer
interest.
I'm
happy that we chose the colors.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay.
Who's kidding?
Is that there?
That's the one.
That's awesome, right there. Look how fun that's gonna be.
You know what?
No, I'm just kidding.
I can't wait.
You'd actually be sitting pretty good here.
I think that's gonna be awesome. Okay, anybody else have anything quickly around the table?
What's the month when, or the meeting in which we will look ahead to the following year and just kind of the lay of the land of here's our major events and whatnot?
Probably November. I would think November would be. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let's just put that on the agenda for that. So November to plan for 2023. And do you by chance have a budget for the Halloween, just by chance?
I'm sorry, I don't, but I would do it literally right now, but I never can get internet in this room.
That's okay. Can you maybe just shoot me something?
I will do that. Yeah.
And I'll get your number? Because I text your wife.
You got it. For everybody, my cell is 801-425-3534.
Okay.
3534. Yep.
And the next meeting would be Thursday, October 25th for this. Please come in costume. No, I'm just kidding.
You got to come up with a new one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of Grinch. It's like that.
Kyle, I want you to costume. Kyle, you can come as a bike rider.
It's going to be a Grinch about Christmas, but not Halloween. Halloween, you can't be a Grinch.
I'm just saying.
Christmas stinks. You can.
No, my kids or my wife's. Yeah.
I will motion that we adjourn.
Every year, I'm like, I'm going to do better this year.
I suck at the
motion. All in favor. Thank you.
Good meeting.
You are welcome.